USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The Biden administration set to outline plans to prohibit some investments in Chinese technology. The goal, of course, to keep the U.S. money from bolstering China's military and other threats to national security. An executive order from President Biden could be issued before the end of the day and could target tech like semiconductors and artificial intelligence. Ohio voters saying no to stricter rules on passing amendments to the state constitution. Preliminary election results show issue one failed yesterday, with roughly 57% of voters saying no. Millions of dollars from various political groups went toward pushing both sides of issue one up until election day due to the measure's potential impact on future referendums. One of the largest decisions for Ohio voters now is a reproductive rights amendment that's set to go on the general election ballot in November. Today marks 78 years since Nagasaki was hit by an American atomic bomb.
It was the second of two nuclear bombs dropped on Japan at the end of World War II. Japan would unconditionally surrender less than a week later. Today's ceremony was scaled back as heavy rains from a tropical storm were in the region. Jacob Beezer on ITN back in 1985 is the only man to fly on both of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki missions.
On the way home from Hiroshima, I hoped that, we wouldn't have to do it too often. And on the way home from Nagasaki, I was convinced in my own mind that I hope we never have to do it again. But if there had been two more, I'd have gone two more times. It was my job.
It will never be known how many died in the blast. Estimates have it at roughly 70,000 souls. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
Thinking of sharing a hotel room with your dog this summer? Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Teller, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with some tips. Before you book your stay, check if your dog is allowed and get an understanding about any other restrictions they may have on pets. Think about your dog's personality and health before bringing them. Sometimes boarding might be less stressful for Fido than a road trip and hotel stay. Make sure your dog is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Pack a travel kit for your pooch with food, water, medications, leash, and more. Try to keep to your normal routine as much as possible when it comes to things like meals and walks. Consistency goes a long way. And keep pet etiquette in mind. Keep your dog on a leash in public places and don't leave them alone in the room for a long stretch. If left alone, puzzle feeders or long-lasting treats can help. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Rockaway Beach remains closed and a woman remains hospitalized following New York City's first shark attack in decades. Many New Yorkers thinking twice about getting in the water. Police say Tatiana Koltunyuk was swimming about 50 feet from the shore on Monday evening when a shark ripped roughly 20 pounds of flesh from her leg. Lifeguards heard her scream, pulled her from the water, and first responders wrapped a tourniquet around her leg as she was rushed to Jamaica Hospital, where she is in serious but stable condition. Is there another name change coming for the Washington Commanders?
A Native American group is pushing hard for the Commanders to bring back their old Redskins nickname. The Native American Guardians Association wrote a letter to the team to let new ownership know about its Reclaim the Name campaign. They said Native Americans don't find the name Redskins to be derogatory, and the team never asked the community how they felt before the change was made. The group has already gathered more than 60,000 names on a petition to bring back the old nickname. I'm John Schaefer.
The youngest professional athlete in American team sports calls the Sacramento Republic FC home. 13-year-old Davian Kimbra, a member of the soccer club's Youth Development Academy, has signed his first professional contract. He is 13 years old. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's Single, and a Frosty,
Frosty
for me.
And a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Buy One, Get One for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.